Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks, to Hamp's Corner of America, a corner where your host, Codis Hampton II, hangs out with notable guests, discussing topics of interest to you and yours. Milwaukee's 13th and Juno is where our host grew up, where his creativity and his imagination originated. Hamp's Corner of America is where we discuss, debate, and innovate. In the end, we will all leave with a sense of purpose. So come on, hang out with us. And now your host, Codis Hampton II.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hamp. Here at the corner, we're pleased that you're taking the time to check us out. We are old school here, without disregarding the contributions of hip-hop to our current state of being. You will find that we often refer back to our past, as we do believe that if you do not know where you came from, you most certainly will not get to where you want to go. It is our hope that you will hang with us and our guest of the hour, and even contribute to the discussion, so that we may leave here having gained, or at the very least, enhanced our perspective on the topics of today. And by all means, have fun while doing so. Without further ado, let's get deep into it.
Hello, 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 folks. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're taking the time to join us, as always. This is going to be a somewhat unusual kind of show. First, we are celebrating the Bradley County, Arkansas Mount Olive Homecoming happening this weekend. The three-day affair started yesterday on Friday and runs through tomorrow, Sunday. We will have a more detailed after the event interview with the host and hostess of the event, Priscilla and MacArthur Davis, on another special show on September the 9th. That is going to be another special show to highlight the content on our Bradley County, Arkansas Families page on our website. Why so far away, you ask? Reluctantly, we figured that it is the best way to handle the interview process. Well, here's another issue. It's almost impossible to try and time a phone call to the Davises while the event is happening, especially during the day. As you can imagine, hosting an event like that is very involved, so you don't have exactly enough time or know when you can get away from your duties to report to anybody what is happening during the event, especially on the phone. The only way it would have worked was for me to be there, which is something I am planning in the future, a live broadcast from the events themselves. I will still provide you some insight on the event throughout this show. Today is a more of a one-on-one with me while I play your favorite cuts of mine. So please, bear with me. I think we have a very interesting menu for your listening pleasure today, because this is also a celebratory show about the creativity in our music, which in my mind, the best description of which is soul music. We're going to start you off with a trilogy from Marvin Gaye. It's from his What's Going On LP, released in May of 1971. Produced by Marvin and told a story from the perspective of a Vietnam vet returning to his beloved U.S. of A., only to find drugs, poverty, and protest against the war. This particular LP was ranked sixth on the Rolling Stones magazine list of the 500 greatest albums of all time in 2003. For a generational baby boomer like me, the lyrics spoke to my very being and concern for our community. Personally, I'd been married almost 3 years and had returned to school in pursuit of an AA degree. So take special note of the lyrics in these songs. They are special. Here is Marvin Gaye with first God is Love, followed by Inner City Blues, and then What's Going On?
Don't go and say things about my father. God is my friend.
I love him.
He made this world for us to live in. He gave us everything. And all he asks of us is we give each other love. Honey, don't go and talk about my father. God is my friend.
Talk about
he loves us whether or not we know him. And he'll forgive all. Don't go and talk about my father. God is my friend. For when we call on him for mercy, he'll be merciful, my friend. Oh, and all he asks us is we give each other love.
Oh, baby, la 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 la.
Indeed, indeed. What's going on? Yeah. The lyrics of those songs sets up the musical environment we are attempting to create here for this special show. The fact is, there is no other race of people on earth that has gone through the trials and tribulations as have black folk. We have been free people to run, hunt, grow, and live on in the land of the motherland of Africa. That freedom was taken away from some of our ancestors. They were kidnapped, sold by fellow tribesmen or tribunal rulers, and handed over to slavers for exportation to faraway lands. Many landed in the new country they called America, only to find themselves described as chattel, forbidden to read, educate themselves, to serve a lifetime as slaves to a people who convinced themselves that they were the favored race in God's eyes. They were not, but that didn't stop them from creating laws to enforce on a people that was once free. Those laws, some written, others unwritten, and written while brutally enforced to keep black folk mind and bodies chained to an unfamiliar land. Their names, customs, and all historical social identities were stripped from them in order to make them the perfect individuals with nothing on their mind except to serve their masters. Yet, and this proves that God works in mysterious ways, regardless of the circumstances, these enslaved people found members of the opposite sex to cohabitate with, to care for, to make some sort of union with, to survive this ordeal by finding someone to love. An example of which is found in this song. Here is Sadia Garrett and Chaka Khan on Quincy Jones' Back in the Block CD. The song is entitled The Places You Find Love.
Time to be impressed. And I remember so much later on, I knew that you were someone I would not forget. Everybody searching, hungry for the glamour. You know too many hearts are in a rush, but no matter how you try to, you can't explain the place you find love. Can't explain. No, I can feel it all around me. The need to find the place where feelings can be saved. Not money that buys happiness. Shine silver that puts the heart to rest. Everybody's pushing, the clock is always running, and no one ever seems to have enough. And when you least expect it, you come upon the places you find. You
Program is brought to you by Hamp's Corner of America parent company, the Chia Group. You can check us out at hcofa.net, where you will also find how to order my latest book entitled Episodic Thoughts of Hemp. It's a compilation of my blogs and articles from 1999 through 2014 with other surprises. The Episodic Thoughts of Hemp is available worldwide in paperback and ebook formats at Amazon.com. BarnesandNoble.com and the United Kingdom's iAuthor book site at www.iauthor.uk.com. For you Apple users, the book is available in an iPad, iPhone format at your Apple Internet. You can also find my blogs on a regular basis at katarrhythm.wordpress.com. That's katarrhythm.wordpress.com. This show is also brought to you by Rich Tycoon All Original Brand. That's the AO brand. You may have seen him wearing it on his latest CD, Chapter 34. He has on a pullover hooded sweatshirt with the pronounced letters AO capitalized in bold. The hooded sweatshirts come in a variety of colors. He also has a zippered style with a hoodie and that same all-original lettering across the chest, displaying the big AO for you. you can go to his site at blackbizness.net. That's blackbizness.net for the full details. I got mine. Order yours today. So let's continue with our storyline for this show. Yes, our ancestors found a way to ensure that this race of people would not vanish from the face of the earth as some as throughout world history. Our ancestors had children, much to their slave master's delight, because that increased their personal wealth. But no, there was something else going on here, a deeper plan devised by a higher power than mortal man. Black people not only survived slavery, but thrive and create new customs, family units, and certain types of small societal structure within the South plantation system. That is where our people made it their business to believe that this world would not only always have this type of atrocities or slavery, so to speak. Slavery would not last forever. They would simply make the best of an intolerable situation while continually looking for ways to escape or bring an end to this lifetime of servitude. We know how the system began to crumble, which was brought about by the Civil War between the North and the South. It turned out that every white person in America didn't necessarily believe in slavery after all. There were people who believed that every man, woman, and child in this new land of America should be free, regardless of color, race, or creed. President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation Act, causing the outlawing of any enslaved human being to therefore be free. I'd like to think that that's the best way to think about that experience. It's to play another favorite of mine. It goes to the state of mind of what our ancestors, especially the children, might have felt at the time in their lives. They were about to go in an unfamiliar direction because they had never known freedom or the word freedom, and they definitely had not experienced it. This is Bobby Womack and jazz saxophonist Wilton Felder, title of which is the classic called Inherit the Wind.
If you could keep your head when all about you are whose and theirs, you can inherit the wind. We'll be right back.
Got your attention yet? Do you feel me, ladies and gentlemen? This is not only a story about black folk surviving, it's about black folk rising in spite of all that is thrown at them. We have a right to walk with a glad in our stride and feel pride in where we come from and who we are. We don't have to feel like we are second-class citizens to nobody in this country. Our ancestors have served, fought, bled, and died so that this country can call itself the land of the free. Hell, the White House was built with the labor of black people. Throughout history, black people have invented processes, contributed to mankind, despite still being treated as second-class citizens by some. We know who we are. We are black Americans, and we don't have to apologize to anybody anywhere on this earth for being who we are. Oh, we can have a little attitude, but that's our mannerisms. It's okay. It's all right to have a little attitude. So, yes, this is a celebration of who we are and how far we have come to get to this point. It's our faith in Jesus Christ that has sustained us and the gifts of creativity God has provided our people that keeps us relevant and thriving as a community. Despite the actions of some who would see us buried. That is the show I intend to present to you today. We're going to enjoy and listen to some of that creativity whose roots are grounded in soul music. I think the best way to describe that is to play a little Johnny Taylor. Listening to the lyrics emphasize what I'm saying here. It shows a little attitude in it. We are people that dance to our own tune. Here is Brother Johnny Taylor doing his own thing.
Live it like you wanna live it. give it like you wanna give it. Love it like you wanna love it. Hold it like you wanna hug it. I'ma express myself. It make me so mad every time I turn my back. People are talking about Johnny Taylor. They say I'm doing this and that, but that don't bother me, cause I'm not bothering you. I'm doing my own thing. That's all I wanna do. Just one more thing. I go out and get drunk every night and day. If I don't throw no beer cans in your backyard, what have you got to say? Let me do my thing. That's all I wanna do. Yeah. Here's another thing. Wait a minute. Big fat Sally with your hot pants on. You said she ought to be whipped for ever leaving home. Well, leave her alone, y'all. She's just doing her own thing. What's wrong with Big Fat Sally doing her own thing? You know what? Here's another thing. Wait a minute. I want to tell you about a friend of mine. She was 92 years old. One thing I liked about her, she sure had a whole lot of soul. As a girl, folk are talking about you all in your neighborhood. Is it all them young men you got? They sure don't mean you no good. She told me one thing. I live to be 99. If young men kill me, you know she told me, she said, I sure don't mind. And that's when I made up my mind. I made up my mind that same day I was gonna do my own thing. Kill like I wanna kill.
Used to be one of my anthems when I was a youngster. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, now that is what I'm talking about. I mentioned to you at the beginning of the show about a special show that will air on September the 9th. The reason we are calling it our special show is because it will kick off the official launching of our Bradley County, Arkansas Family Bulletin Board page. You can find us at http://hcofa.net. That's simply put, http://hcofa.net. Just put it in your browser and it will take you to the website. Look for the page entitled Arkansas Family Bulletin Board. Click on it and you are there. We want to establish a place where those family and their offspring who moved away from Bradley County can find another message board of sorts. One lady asked me what I was charging for posting announcements or requests. Folks, this is a family. It's for family. I don't charge my family for exchanging information. These pages are built and will be maintained to other family members. We will keep you informed of future scheduled family reunions and other events that concern the folks of Bradley County, Arkansas. We are just one of many, so we certainly are not trying to be all things to all people. We are just attempting to be an outlet that allows for our relatives to keep in contact with each other. That's it. We have no other agenda. We ask that you submit your questions and or comments to our site by email. You can send that email to champtonii@yahoo.com. That's champtonii@yahoo.com. September 9th show will have a look back at the Mount Olive homecoming, the St. Louis family reunion, as well as the Hampton family tree page. So stay tuned for further developments and announcements on our special social pages and especially at our website of hcofa.net. By then, you will have a better insight as to what I'm trying to accomplish by announcing this website. There will be pictures of the events, interviews with participants, points of contact for future information, books available, published and written by people with roots in Bradley County, Arkansas. I will be the first to tell you that I do not intend to cover the state of Arkansas. We are only concentrating on Bradley County and those who have roots and connections to the same. So watch for our future announcement for that special show coming on September 9th. Pardon me, right here at Hamp's Corner of America Blog Talk Radio Show. Boy, excuse me. Let's continue with our soul music tribute show by playing a cut from NDRE's song version CD. It's called Brother's Keeper.
Open my heart, yeah.
right, India. I read. Brother's Keeper. On our July 15th show, we interviewed Priscilla and MacArthur Davis. You can always listen to that show by going to blogtalkradio.com/Hamp's Corner of America. Click on the Priscilla and MacArthur Davis of Bradley County, Arkansas heading. The one thing I wanted to mention is their first book. It was a hardcover publication in 2008 entitled Afro-Americans in Bradley County, 1800 to 1930. It consisted of 1,300 different photographs of Bradley County families. Following is a review from the late Jan Woodard of Benton, Arkansas. It says, and I quote, excuse me, Priscilla and MacArthur Davis have brought to the forefront a vivid and much-needed pictorial cornucopia of Bradley County Black history. Afro-Americans in Bradley County, 1800 to 1930, is the first introductory work that spans much of the country and breaks new historical ground. The Davis book is fully indexed and contains 370 pages of wonderful unpublished photographs. The authors appear to have found a key to open the door for other studies in Afro-American history. I wholly recommend this book and encourage all Afro-Americans in Bradley County to use this work as an example for compiling other sources of history from within their community. Signed, Jan Woodard, Benton, Arkansas, 30 November 2008. From talking to Priscilla, Jan is no longer with us, but she was known as a historian and a pretty good one. Priscilla and Mac have since published a sequel of sorts to the book, which is out now, and it takes up to another 10 years from 1930. You can contact Priscilla at 870-226-7011. The details on both books. You can also see the info on my Arkansas Family Bulletin Board at hcofa.net. Let's continue by looking back in time and playing another favorite of mine that would have been played on that show, but we all got so caught up in the interview we didn't have time to play it. Here is Anthony Hamilton in a soft, soulful ballad entitled Charlene.
Up this morning, found a letter that she wrote. She said she's tired that I'm always on the road. Too hard to swallow being alone. She needs someone at night that she can hold. She must have told me a thousand times more. Silent cries I used to ignore. God knows I love her. It means her. About the hard days she had with the baby. All she needs from me is love.
Brought to you by BOPSA, which stands for Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. Their mission, connecting the black dots, consisting of 8 major consumers, social media, through hair care product manufacturers and hair distributors, barbershops, salons, natural hair salons, braiding salons, beauty supply stores, traditional retail and online shopping, and finally, the black community. That is the 8 major connections when connecting the dots. Check out the detail of BOPSA founder Sam Enan's latest concept, the Black Box Barber Caddies for Men. And entrepreneurs can get the full details on how to become an investor, distributor, salesperson, or wholesaler of the Black Box Caddy trio of machines. Specifically, the Black Box Barber Caddy with men's hair care products. There's also the Black Box Beauty Supply with women hair care products, and the Black Box Natural Products, which addresses the natural black hairstyles that are becoming more popular today. The Black Box Trio are vending machines that will expand your income potential and serve your customer base. Think inside the box. Go to www.bobsa.org for complete details. Or visit theblackboxbarbercaddy.com or simply call Sam Enan at 650-863-3491. Tell him Ham sent you. Let's play another cut we didn't get to on the July 15 show with Priscilla and MacArthur. It's still Anthony Hamilton from his debut CD. This one is called China Black.
Yeah, yeah. China Black's like an open road, takes me places, releases my soul. Ain't it funny how life goes, takes a turn through a journey unknown. No hesitations, no tug, no pull. Ain't no need of fighting for what's yours. A little smile releases old smoke. Just take the ride, read the signs and hold on.
You're
everything I'm hoping for. Give me love and strong and calm.
You're what I need.
Shine a black light, my old four. Fix me up, helps carry the load. I can't depend on when times are cold. Soothe my body like mom's old road. No hesitation, no tough, no fool. Ain't no need of fighting for what's yours. A little smile releases all smoke. Just take the ride, change the sign and hold on.
You want me, you want me.
During the events of the weekend, we thought the best way to handle it was to avoid interrupting them as they go about their business. Remember, we will have an extensive after-event interview with the couple for our September 9th show, where we will probably hear what they have planned for next year, if anything. Just so you get an idea of what is happening, Friday was the kickoff where they featured a tour of the old homestead, registration, where they picked up T-shirts and a souvenir booklet. They presented the history of Mount Olive and surrounding communities, unveiled a memorial board. They had dinner and a candlelight vigil. That was just for Friday. Meanwhile, here's a little something from one of my favorite jazz-based guitar players. It's the late, great Wayman Tisdale with a little help on vocals from Uncle Charlie Wilson. The tune is called Watch Me Play Again. Here's Wayman Tisdale and Charlie Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Wayman in full effect. I see you back, baby boy. Come on, give it to him.
Oh,
are back to continue the schedule of events. This is what was scheduled for today, Saturday. Groups and family pictures, fun and games, barbecue sandwiches, drinks, and desserts for sale. Old-fashioned singing reunion. And the wrap-up is tomorrow, which is Sunday, as you know. There's the 10 o'clock church services, dinner, and finally, a business meeting concludes the weekend. I'm sure we will want to hear how that and the rest of the festivities went. So stay tuned. Meanwhile, here's a song about a man watching the doorway of his house for his lady to return. Every now and then, he glances at the calendar on the wall. The time of the year is significant in this bluesy song. Here is none other than Johnny Taylor reminding himself mostly that it's September, he says. It's September, Johnny. Johnny, excuse me. Oh, I tell you, my voice. Hang with me, people. Yeah, the Temptations have a little advice for Johnny Taylor. He said, if the lady do come back, if she do come back, here's what you need to do.
Treat her like a lady.
Suppose our friend Johnny Taylor's lady don't return. Now he is going to have to find somebody else. Here's a song from jazz guitarist Norman Brown. showing how to treat and talk to a lady. It's called I Might.
Walk on by, yeah, 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 babe. I'm pursuing, and I hope that you don't mind, 'cause you got a lot of something hard to find.
I wanna know what's going on behind your smile, and if it's good with you, can we just talk a while? Looking at you, I know what's missing in my life.
Just physical, babe. Can I spend the day to explore every corner of your mind? 'Cause I wanna stimulate your intellectual world.
'Cause every secret of your heart I'm trying to find. I wanna know the mystery that makes you mine.
That song, Baby Do You Feel Me? I Might. I heard that Well, you can just about tell which way I was heading that way. I think I might have to get off of that a little bit. You know, next time we get to plan on these type of shows, and I've got a lot of stuff to get off my mind and play a lot of cuts, we'll probably get into some more of that beneath the sheet stuff. At any rate, here's our final cut for the day. It's more of a comment on people around you who really don't know, but they have a lot of assumptions about you. It's another cut from one of my favorites, of course, Anthony Hamilton. He simply says, they don't know.
People looking at me like I just robbed the neighborhood circle, okay? Just minding my business, trying to make a living, digging in day by day. Some of the things that I'm seeing, you just wouldn't believe. But I always hold my head up in dignity. Can't judge a book by the cover, cause they don't really even know me. Don't know me.
They don't really know what I feel.
I can't help myself. Sometimes I feel like that on the morning when I'm going to the store. Just leave me alone. I'm trying to do my thing and get on back home. That's all. Anyway, I love that song. Well, the clock on the wall says it's time to go. It's been a ball, y'all. I promise you we will find other occasions and reasons to sift through my music collection in order to present you a large collection of soul music. We're going to get on out of here. I'm going to try to play this record. I got to play this record, and I'm going to turn the volume down, so bear with me a little bit, but I got to play it in order to get through it. Can we do it? Anyway, I'm going to be loud. I'm going to try to talk loud. As always, we meet here at the corner on a bi-monthly basis. I am your host. Just so you and the audience know, we do have you can even chat among yourselves while you wait to ask our guests or myself a question. Since we always sprinkle our show with fantasy music from our favorite artists, let us know your favorites and I will try to get them in. If you have any comments, you can post them right on the show's comment section. Please join us again on our regular day of Wednesday, August 12th. Putting up with my sinus issue. I'm sorry. I'm just in there listening to music.